1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Why is the sky blue?
How's the housing market?
Who will win the election?
What is the meaning of life? Talking topics with toddlers.
Good morning, Jace.
Good morning.
Jace, do you know how to scare anyone?
I can scare mummy.
And how do you scare your mum? That's a good one. That's a good trick to play on someone. Do you know how to play any other tricks?
I can play dinosaurs.
And where would you hide to jump out to say boo?
The salad.
Now, if you had to pick one friend to play a trick on, Jace, who would it be?
Abigail.
And would Abigail be scared or do you think she would laugh?
Laugh.
You've got older brothers. Do they ever play tricks on you, Jace?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They play garbage trucks and picking up cans.
Do they put you in the bin?
No.
Good morning, Hayan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Hunter.
Good morning.
Do you know what April Fool's Day is, Hayan?
Yeah.
What is it?
You guys told me over the radio over my car.
It's actually a day where we try to trick people. Have you ever played a joke on anyone?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Speak over the radio over a joke.
Do you know any good jokes?
The silliest one.
Hunter, if you could play a trick on someone here at Possums, who would you pick?
Dane.
On us? What would you do to us as a trick?
Go on the radio.
Do you reckon you should be Herbie and Dane and we should come and play at Possums?
Yeah.
Have you ever played a joke on someone before, Hunter?
Yeah. We had to do a dinosaur.
You were a dinosaur at the door?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have scared them.
Me, it was you.
Are you tricking us right now?
Yeah.
Good one.
And is there any good words you can say to scare someone?
It's a secret.
Hunter, a good trick could be to surprise someone. What would you yell out and jump out from behind to surprise them?
Say boo.
Good morning, Abigail. Abigail, where is the best place to hide at Possums?
In the cubby house.
Is your mum actually having a baby or is that a trick, Abigail?
My mum had a baby.
So it's not a trick. She's actually pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Advid.
I love sharks and lollipops.
Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
Billy, do you know how to trick someone?
No.
What do you reckon a good way would be if you wanted to trick them?
Tell a joke.
Do you know any good jokes?
No.
Knock, knock.
On the door.
Sure, that'll do. That's funnier than my punchline anyway.
Do you reckon it would have been funny if I tricked Dane with a funny haircut? What haircut should have I given Dane to trick him?
Long hair.
If you could trick someone here at Possums, who would you play a joke on, Billy?
Herbie.
What would you do to Herbie?
Play with her.
Well, that's a fun joke.
Yeah.
No one plays with me, so there's the joke. And Advid, who would you play a joke on?
On the chocolate and candies.
Who's your favourite friend here at Possums?
Hayan, Chuck, and Am.
And what do they do to make you laugh when they play tricks on you? What do they do?
They're going to be protecting so.
You're protecting people. And is that a trick or is that fun?
Fun.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverina's Hit 93.1.
I came across a pretty interesting article that has been written in the British Medical Journal, and it's done by a specialist, and it's all to do with smoking, and he's piece is all about why the legal age of smoking over in the UK should be bumped from 18 to 21.
Okay.
Now, smoking, it's been around for a while now, and it's changed over the years. You hear about your parents will tell you stories and you watch films where it was just the norm to smoke.
Yeah.
They didn't know the effects and the harm it did to your body. You just did it because you thought actually it was good. And then that changed and slowly bans have been brought in where you couldn't smoke at airports, you couldn't smoke indoors. And then now at restaurants, there's certain places where you can't smoke because there's food there.
Can't smoke around food,
and
yeah.
I think that is really good.
Yes.
I personally have never been a smoker, and it's the one thing I'm thankful for my dad for, because he put so much fear in me when I was growing up, because when you get to your late teens, a lot of people around you might start dabbling.
Yep.
And they try things. And that's fine. It is part of life. But Dad put so much fear into me that when a cigarette was passed around when I was growing up, I just was so scared and said, no, I can't. And so then I never tasted one. And so it was like, I don't need to now. I'm past that stage of peer pressure.
Yeah.
Did you ever? in smoking? Because there is a bit of an age difference, so it would have been different when you were at high school as well.
It definitely was. All the cool kids were smokers at high school, obviously. well, they're not cool kids. There's a thing. But everyone you thought was popular was a smoker. I've had the odd cigar, I'll be honest, but I've never really smoked cigarettes, never will. I've had housemates that have smoked cigarettes, and not only for me is it the smell, it's disgusting, but the money involved with smoking now is absolutely huge. It's like $50 a pack. Imagine how much you can save.
But that's the thing. I actually have a friend, she's in her 40s, and she was a smoker her whole life, and then she of late was like, no, I'm going to stop smoking. And so she's been putting this up on her Facebook page. So 505 days she's been smoke-free. And she has not smoked in that time over 12,000 cigarettes, so 12,628.
Yes.
And she has saved $12,902
just imagine
in
what
502
you can do with
days,
that.
Which is crazy. But I think more importantly, take the money out of it. We know it leads to cancer. We know it leads to so many health issues. And I understand there's people out there who have the addiction, because that's what it is.
Correct.
But in my eyes, if we can stop it, I mean, I would put the blanket ban to try and help prevent our younger generation from ever having to smell a cigarette and be around it, to have that peer pressure. But then we know that there is a lot of money in the tobacco industry, which the government backs up because there's money coming in to the country. So I understand there's a lot of politics around it, but for me personally, I want to ban it. And so reading this article, I thought it was quite interesting because they said that the age back in the UK went from 16 to 18, and he spoke about the health benefits and how much it was reduced in the country. But then on the other side, a very interesting article because a guy read this and said, no, like, if you're 18, you're old enough to vote.
Yes.
You're old enough to drive.
Correct.
You're old enough to buy alcohol.
Yep.
You're old enough to join the army.
Yes.
Surely you're old enough to make an informed decision if you want to smoke or not.
Yeah, I think I agree with that as well. You know, there's a lot of, commitment given to you as a young person here in Australia. You can get your license when you're 16 here in Australia.
Else, you can't just.
Else, but you're driving when you're 16, voting when you're 18, drinking when you're 18. So you're making those life decisions. I think smoking should be the same. And for me, it is purely the health thing. You can't smoke hardly anywhere anymore. And when you sort of walk outside of a building or you go past a smoking area, you realise just how much you've enjoyed those rules coming in of where you can't smoke.
Yeah.
Like you've just
for non-smokers.
Nice. For non-smokers. If you're a smoker, you probably hate it.
And so this morning I want to throw it out to you guys, Riverina, because personally I do think 21 would be fine to up the legal age to buy cigarettes in terms of helping reduce health risks for the younger generation, because if you're not surrounded by it, you're less likely to take part in it. So that's my argument.
Yep.
You reckon it still should be 18 because you can make that life choice.
18 is fine.
So Riverina, 13, 12, 16, should the legal age to buy cigarettes be changed to 21? And if we jump to Facebook, there's some interesting comments there. Kira Lee said, and then raise it a year, every year, until no one smokes anymore, which to me is not that bad of an idea.
Yep.
But then majority of people said yes. But if you do it with cigarettes, then also you need to do it with alcohol as well.
Yes. And what are your thoughts on that, Herbs? If we change the legal age of buying cigarettes to 21, surely then alcohol and possibly even voting needs to follow suit?
Well, I think yes, with alcohol and cigarettes, as they are both vices. But when it comes to voting, you were educated in high school, or you hope to be educated about your local politicians and how the country's supposed to work. So I think when it comes to voting, you should be educated enough at 18 and want to have a say in the country that you grow up in, because that isn't a vice. But when it comes to alcohol and cigarettes, yes.
Shouldn't you say the education process would be the same for those two things as well, though? But learning in school about
it's like, different. Having a vote isn't affecting your health straightforward personally in terms of the bigger picture is.
Yeah.
But straight up drinking and smoking is directly having it as soon as you consume it.
Maybe
right,
education's
there on the
full stop. All right. So on 13, 12, 16, Claire, should the legal age of buying cigarettes be raised to 21?
Absolutely.
And why do you think
who honestly, under the age of 21, can afford to buy a cigarette anyway?
It's true. Now, if we raise the legal age of buying cigarettes to 21, does that mean voting and alcohol needs to go up as well?
Yeah, you're all too young under 21. Trust me, I'm old. And even I'm still immature. But yeah, 21, definitely, safe number.
Now, did you buy cigarettes when you were under 21?
Hell yeah. It was a dumb thing back then to be 15. 16, and we were all smoking behind the shed.
And so
back then, they were like $5 for a packet of 50 or something. Different times now.
And you didn't know the health risks then. Do you reckon that should weigh in on this decision?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We're all oblivious. Mind you, we were out sunbaking in full sun.
Yeah.
We'd be crazy things back then.
It was a different world.
Much better than we have safety now. Very different world, but yep, definitely 21.
So do you smoke now, Claire?
God, no. Can't afford it.
Get the Hit app to catch up online anytime.
April Fool's Day yesterday, Herbie,
yes.
All the gags and pranks. Before lunchtime, of course.
All I wanted to do was trick you with your hair.
Yes.
It's all I wanted. Oof. I had so many people say, why didn't I do it?
I
didn't because the reaction would have been the end of the show.
Yeah, I would have blown up Deluxe.
Loves his hair.
Look, that would have been a good one.
It would have been great. It would have gone down in history, but as I said, it would have been the end of the show.
But the McDonald's came out with an absolute cracking one yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. They said they'll be introducing the McPickle.
Yes.
Which is essentially just a burger with cheese, sauce. It looks like a Big Mac, but replace the patties with pickles. And a lot of them.
I love pickles.
Now, was this something that you would actually buy?
I was part of the group that thought, bring this on the menu for reals.
Well, unfortunately for McDonald's, that's exactly what happened. They obviously did it as an April Fool's Day gag, but the reaction to it was absolutely massive, and it backfired completely because now consumers want McDonald's to make this burger.
I don't know if it's a backfire because it just means they're going to get another product to make more money.
Now, McDonald's come out and have said, look, we know there's a lot of love out there for our famous pickles, and the McPickle burger has certainly got people talking about them. We're glad Australians have enjoyed our April Fool's joke.
Yeah. I honestly reckon they'll bring out like a cheeseburger-style McPickles now. They're about making money, and they know another way to do it, so boom.
See
it on the menu soon, I reckon.
A lot of salivating people out there yesterday. Yeah. But, of course, no luck, unfortunately. Gag. I'm always very cautious about April Fool's Day,
yes.
But I actually fell for one,
ooh.
Which doesn't normally happen. And it was, I collect and build Lego, not play with. There's a difference.
It definitely isn't.
And I went to one of the Lego websites I go to that does news and reviews and that type of thing. It's an Australian one. And I clicked on it, and it said Coles to be introducing Lego sections to their stores. And I went, my first thought was, this is going to be rad. I cannot wait for this because there's a Coles.
Where
here
were they
going to
fit that?
Well,
let's be honest. Think about this. Out of all the things Coles could add to their store, Lego wouldn't be high on the list.
And they have something called pick a brick walls in their Lego stores where it's just a wall of bricks and you go and collect how many bricks you want of certain things, right? They said they're going to introduce this into Coles. And I went, you little beauty, clicked on the story as it was loading. I just went,
You idiot.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.